By the time the female built her nest 2 months later, the male was long gone. The female guarded her cone-shaped 3-foot-high nest ferociously, and when the hatchlings began to squeak and emerge from their shells, she often helped break open the eggs, then nudged them toward the water, sometimes carrying them in her mouth. So, adult alligators protect the young? Yes, Grant said. And there is also a kind of group protection. Young alligators make a distinctive distress cry, and it brings any adult who hears it, parent or not, to their assistance, with a full-fledged violent attack. Not a threat display, a full-on attack.
Oh. Gennaro fell silent.
But dinos aren't reptiles, Muldoon said laconically.
Exactly. The dinosaur nesting pattern could be much more closely related to that of any of a variety of birds.
So you actually mean you don't know, Gennaro said, getting annoyed. You don't know what the nest is like?
No, Grant said, I don't.
Well, Gennaro said, so much for the damned experts.
Grant ignored him. Already he could smell the sulfur, and up ahead he saw the rising steam of the volcanic fields. The ground was hot, Gennaro thought as he walked forward. It was actually hot, and here and there mud bubbled and spat up from the ground, and the reeking sulfurous steam hissed in great shoulder-high plumes. He felt as if he were walking through hell. He looked at Grant, walking along with a headset on, listening to the beeps. Grant in his cowboy boots and his jeans and his Hawaiian shirt, apparently very cool. Gennaro didn't feel cool. He was frightened to be in this stinking, hellish place with the velociraptors somewhere around. He didn't understand how Grant could be so calm about it. Or the woman, Sattler. She was walking along, too, just looking calmly around.
Doesn't this bother you? Gennaro said. I mean, worry you?
We've got to do it, Grant said. He didn't say anything else. They all walked forward among the bubbling steam vents. Gennaro fingered the gas grenades that he had clipped to his belt. He turned to Ellie.
Why isn't he worried about it?
Maybe he is, she said, but he's also thought about this for his whole life.
Gennaro nodded
and wondered what that would be like,
whether there was anything he had waited his whole life for. He decided there wasn't anything. Grant squinted in the sunlight. Ahead, through veils of steam, an animal crouched, looking at them. Then it scampered away.
Was that the raptor? Ellie said.
I think so. Or another one. Juvenile, anyway.
She said, leading us on?
Maybe. Ellie had told him how the raptors had played at the fence to keep her attention while another climbed onto the roof. If true, such behavior implied a mental capacity that was beyond nearly all forms of life on Earth. Classically, the ability to invent and execute plans was believed to be limited to only 3 species: chimpanzees, gorillas, and human beings. Now there was the possibility that a dinosaur might be able to do such a thing, too. The raptor appeared again, darting into the light, then jumping away with a squeak. It really did seem to be leading them on. Gennaro frowned.
How smart are they? He said.
If you think of them as birds, Grant said, then you have to wonder. Some new studies show the gray parrot has as much symbolic intelligence as a chimpanzee, and chimpanzees can definitely use language. Now researchers are finding that parrots have the emotional development of a 3-year-old child, but their intelligence is unquestioned. Parrots can definitely reason symbolically. But I've never heard of anybody killed by a parrot, Gennaro grumbled. Distantly, they could hear the sound of the surf on the island shore. The volcanic fields were behind them now, and they faced a field of boulders. The little raptor climbed up onto one rock and then abruptly disappeared.
Where did it go? Ellie said.
Grant was listening to the earphones. The beeping stopped. He's gone. They hurried forward and found in the midst of the rocks a small hole, like a rabbit hole. It was perhaps 2 feet in diameter. As they watched, the juvenile raptor reappeared, blinking in the light. Then it scampered away.
No way, Gennaro said. No way I'm going down there.
Grant said nothing. He and Ellie began to plug in equipment. Soon he had a small video camera attached to a handheld monitor. He tied the camera to a rope, turned it on, and lowered it down the hole.
You can't see anything that way, Gennaro said.
Let it adjust.